The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, quite an extraordinary story. Last night, round to the city centre in Dublin, O'Connell Street, they were lined with spectators who had followed the story online, advertisements for a Halloween parade through the street. It gave details. It was going to start at 7, finish at 10. It was 3 kilometres long. And everyone was there, all Excira and Delira. Ronan McGreevy joins us, news reporter with the Irish Times, and we'll shortly be speaking to Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. The whole thing was a phantom parade, Ronan. Explain what happened, please.
It was a ghost parade. There was a parade. You just couldn't see it. They were all ghosts. But no, it was an extraordinary event. It just shows you how things can go viral very quickly. There was a website in the United States that no one had ever heard of before, put out a detailed listing about this parade that was supposed to take place from Parnell Square to Temple Bar, featuring Mockness. And it was all very believable, because the thing about it is that there has been most years a Mockness parade in Dublin for Halloween. It just doesn't take place on Halloween night. And it seemed entirely plausible. In fact, it came up on one of the WhatsApp groups I'm involved in, and I was thinking, I didn't hear about this. Where did it happen? But it was entirely fake, and it's amazing. It just goes to show you the power of social media, that these rumors can take a hold, and suddenly you have thousands of very disappointed people on the street expecting something that was never going to happen in the first place.
Okay, well, all things surely are traceable on the internet. Who set up the hoax?
Well, I'm just looking. MySpiritHalloween.com, which I had never heard of before and probably will never hear of again. It seems to be one of the, if the only source of information that I can find for this parade. There was nothing on Dublin City Council website about it, nothing about Gardaí, nothing on Lewis saying, you know, there's going to be no trains from this hour to that hour. Just this website. And this website seems to have taken off of people, and obviously people shared it around. And as I said, it looked really plausible. I mean, they had all the details about where it was going to happen and all the rest of that sort of thing. So people just took it that it was true and turned up.
So why would they do it? I mean, I'm looking at the website data here, and there does seem to be adverts for losing weight and cash giveaways of different, like, would that be the motivation for it, that the ad revenue of the site, the more clicks it got, or why would someone go to all this trouble for nothing?
I have no idea. Your guess is as good as mine. I would imagine the most benign explanation is that they genuinely thought it was going ahead, or maybe cut and pasted a parade from some other year, or as you say, there was something more nefarious about it. It might just have been a Halloween prank, or they might just wanted to drive traffic to their website. But it was a fairly plausible prank, which is why I suspect so many people turned up last night.
Okay, and finally, Ronan, it does say Mackness Halloween Parade.
Yeah.
Like, surely Mackness should have put out something. They were in Galway last night, I understand.
Well, yes, they normally do have a parade. In fact, I had one last year. I spoke to them last night, and they told me that this was the first they had heard of it. So it wasn't, like, widely flagged. It seemed to be something that was kind of shared on social media accounts that you wouldn't see in public, so to speak. And they didn't know about it. It's as simple as that, which adds another sort of twist to this macabre tale.
Indeed. Ronan McGreevy, news reporter with the Irish Times, thank you. Well, maybe the question that we should be asking this morning is, should there be a Halloween parade in the city centre? Joining us, as always, spokesperson for businesses in the city centre, CEO of Dublin Town, Richard Guiney. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ivan.
So, Richard, if we didn't have one, should we have one?
I think there's definitely scope for having a sound festival. There were celebrations and activities last weekend, extremely well attended, organised by Dublin City Council. And, you know, as Ronan was saying, in previous years, we have had a parade which went through Capel Street, down Mary Street, Henry Street, and into Moore Street. And again, very well attended. So I do think Ireland Inc. has an opportunity, you know, as the people who have, you know, the people behind Halloween initially, the Samhain Festival, I think there's definitely scope for having a marketing campaign for Ireland and Dublin in particular around the Halloween time. And, you know, it is something that isn't in the task force report, an always on marketing program for Dublin. And I think that, you know, certainly we need to look at the calendar and pinpoint the opportunities that we have. And Samhain would definitely be one of them.
I have a text here from Jerry. The power of disinformation in this instance is funny, but equally scary, demonstrating how people can easily be led when they take their news solely from social media. What's your reaction as a sort of credible business organisation? Like, should the authorities, be it the Gardaí or the City Council or yourselves, have been more active in saying that this is disinformation?
I my first reaction when, you know, I saw this last night was precisely the point around how quickly it is to get misinformation out there and something that is absolutely believable. Like, obviously, several thousand people seem to have, you know, taken this at face value. And I think it's a wider issue rather than just a festival, as you point out, in terms of the ease at which misinformation can be passed off. And, you know, we have this in political circles, we have it in all, you know, facets of life. So I do think it was a real life demonstration of how easy it is to manipulate people and actually provide them with completely false information that's very believable. So I do think there has to be a learning in this. Now, in terms of, you know, monitoring social media, I know it's something that obviously that is done. This obviously seemed to slip through, you know, yesterday. But I think there's definitely, you know, not only for, you know, false events, but just the whole issue of misinformation and manipulation of opinion it's quite scary that people can be so easily led to believe something that's untrue.
Finally, David McRedmond's task force, the city centre, people saying since COVID, less Gardaí in the city centre. My question to you is, from a commercial point of view, has footfall, and we've huge amount of tourists in Dublin, recovered to the pre-pandemic levels in 2019? Or is it gangbusters? How's it going?
No, I you know, certainly speaking to cities right around the world, we're not going to get back to 2019 levels of footfall. You know, work from home, we don't have that kind of engagement. So while we would be getting back to, you know, quite often, especially we'd have more people in the city than we would in 2019, certainly Monday to Friday, that isn't the case. And it is part of, you know, I participated in the task force. But it is something that we do need to plan for the city. The world has changed. We've got technology. Technology is creating opportunities for people. The model that we've used in terms of inward investment, all of those things are up for grabs now. And the world is changing and changing very quickly. So I do think, you know, the task force report, you know, in the 10 big moves, actually hits a lot of the major issues in a very practical way. And certainly, you know, we are calling on all political parties to implement the task force report and have it in their manifestos and a commitment that would be part of you know, a program for government, because we do need to do this. We need to make people feel safer on the streets. We need to look at how we encourage investment. We need to, you know, we need to future-proof the city. All of those things are absolutely essential, and if we don't do them, we're going to be in deep trouble.
Okay, all in the in tray for the new government. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, thank you for joining us on the PK Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.